Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. This show is brought to you by Tribe Family Channel, Gumbo for the Soul International, and myself, Beverly Black. This show is dedicated to Mr. Dennis Edwards, and we want to make sure that we keep his voice and his artistry with us as he reigns in power in paradise and he lives on in spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to bring you the Godfather of vocal groups.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters. Only the Strong Survive in 2002. And recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel to Soul School Music, presenting Marshall Thompson, the last man standing up, the Shy Lights. What is happening, Godfather?
How you doing? How y'all feeling out there? You got the super group coming on there today, huh? It's a great time, and it's a sad time for my good friend, and all is in the blessings. We're sending our blessings to everybody to send the blessings out to my good friend, Dennis Edwards.
And we definitely, definitely feel your sentiments. We hold you and all of his good friends up in our care and in our prayers. We know that absent from the body is present with the Lord. And we want to continue to lift up his daughter, Denise Edwards, in our prayers. And we want to lift up Otis Williams as well as you, Marshall Thompson. And he definitely told me that he is feeling the love. He feels the love from you, from some of the others that have been in touch, as well as our co-producer, the Queen of Diamonds, helping us hold it down right here on Soul School Music, Daisy Brown. Queen, come in. How are you, dear?
I'm fine. Good evening. Hello, MT.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good.
Right on.
How's the weather out there?
It's crazy. Snow everywhere. Coming, still coming down. And
it's kind of quiet.
Some more is
here.
On its way. Some more is on its way.
But just be safe.
Well, now, we know that you all are over there in those cold elements, and I spoke with Khalil of Force MD, our special guest tonight, and I don't even want to tell you what he had to say about that snow. But ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel, Force MDs, and before they're right there, and they're hearing every word. All the lines are open. Listen, let us tell those that were just born yesterday about Force MD in case they don't make it to February 9th and 10th, because we know that y'all going to be blasting San Jose, California, and Las Vegas, Nevada. So for those that don't know, Force MD, from Wikipedia, is an American R&B vocal group. Now, if you want to visit their website at theforcemds.com, what you're going to learn from some of the others that admire this group, like Melissa Morgan, she says nobody can make you relive those moments like Force MDs. Skip Dillard says, somehow the Force MDs have managed to transform incredible adversity into completely uplifting and overwhelmingly live show experience. Now, perhaps no other group embodies the spirit of classic 80s hip-hop R&B soul more than the iconic and unstoppable Force MDs. Anyone who has attended a Force MDs show knows that from the first words of Tender Love, here I lay all alone. That's what it says right there, y'all. The whole crowd is instantly unified, swaying arm in arm, passionately singing the soundtrack of their lives. And live right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Force MDs. What's happening?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing? What's up?
Yes.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing, good brother? How you doing?
Marshall Thompson in the building with Force MD.
Marshall Thompson.
What's up, good brother? What's going on, OG?
It's an honor. So let's go around the room and have you one at a time. Area code 570, prefix 216. Tell us who you are, which Force MD. Holler at Marshall.
Hi, how you doing, Marshall? How y'all doing, ladies? This is Stevie D of Force MD.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right, now.
How you doing?
Looking forward to seeing you all with us this week, too.
Yes.
All right, next up, because y'all know who y'all are, go ahead so I don't call out your digits.
Well, this is Khalil, Force MD. Shout out to Beverly, Marshall, and Daisy. All right.
Hello.
Hello, hello. How you doing, Big Shot? All right.
All right. <man. laughs>
All right, now, shout out to you as well. And next up?
Other Force MDs.
Right on.
Okay, so how many of you are on the line with us right now? Do we have one of you from 202 area code?
No. It's two of us.
Okay, right on. Welcome, Khalil and Stevie, Force MDs in the building. We have callers lining up to holler at you, brothers, but we're going to get it in with you and Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, the last man standing first. And just in case you all haven't gone out and got that book, The Last Man Standing, I encourage that you do so, because while he's making his rounds on this tour, he will be signing, and Marshall and I will be exchanging our books in Vegas this Saturday. So listen, the purpose of this show, once again, is to honor our dear friend, Dennis Edwards, and then we are entitled to the honor of having Force MDs, who is on that tour circuit with the Shy Lights, the Delphonics, the Floaters, GQ, come on now, T-Era, Atlantic Star, oh my God, and the Shy Lights. So that to me is just mind-blowing. That's Saturday. I'm not even going into Friday because I can't even be there. So I want to hear from Marshall Thompson. When you do these types of bookings, okay, and you have these type of mega groups, tell us what our listeners can expect out of shows like this, out of Vegas, and groups like the ones that you have on our show today. Marshall Thompson, light up the mic.
Well, first of all, you got some out-of-sight groups, then you got the new groups, and you got the old groups. You know, mine, 59 years with the Shy Lights myself, so you know, they know I go way back. You know, I started the Shy Lights, but Force MD really came to me out of nowhere with their music when I first heard Tender Love. That was one of my favorite all-time records that they recorded. And I used to listen to that record every day, okay? And I say, these guys got a great sound, and that's what really took me into them. And when they start going on some of the shows with us, I mean, that was very exciting. I come out and watch their show. Had a fantastic show, you know. And that, they did a great job on Unsung, just like we did when we did Unsung. When they did Unsung, I really enjoyed it that because I learned a lot more about them than I really knew about them, you know. But you did, fellas, you did a great job with that.
Wow.
Hey, thank you so much, brother.
We appreciate that, bro. Same with y'all, man.
Hey, let me just say this, Mark. Listen, we used to be in a project on the third floor, man, singing the song. Have you seen her? All that.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Now, let me ask you, gentlemen, okay, so Marshall Thompson, he has seen you gentlemen come up and make the circuit, and you're on the scene with the mega groups. You're a mega group of your own. He's watched you grow and watched you matriculate in the business, in the music business, and you don't get to be the godfather of vocal groups and the last man standing. You don't get to be Force MDs. You don't get to be the Delphonics and the Floaters and groups like that, the Manhattans. You don't get to be these types of groups if you don't know what you're doing in this business. Now, when did the Force MDs come together and enter show business? Take us back to your history. We're not going to read the bio because we want to get it right from you all, that feeling, that moment, and do some acapella. Don't leave none of that out because I know the street lights came on in New York and y'all was under that post, bugs flying in the light, and y'all harmonizing. So take us back, create that moment where Force MD started.
Well, yeah. So we started out in Staten Island, New York. That's where we're from, Staten Island, New York. And you know, to be honest, Jackson 5, they put the spark in us. Then we start seeing all the other groups, Temptations, you know, it just goes down. Motown was a big influence of, you know, us seeing, but Jackson 5 was the main spark that sparked us. And like my brother said, like, I'm not just saying this because Mr. Thompson's on the phone, but Shy Lights, I like to be in the hallway singing all these song favorites that we heard on the radio, you know, learning a cappella, learning harmony. We learned that right from the projects out in our neighborhood. And we started going to talent shows and winning every talent show. And then we started singing on the Staten Island Ferry. That was like the big part. Staten Island Ferry is like more of a mixture crowd, all races and creed. Because us singing in the hood in our project was just all black people. But us singing on the Staten Island Ferry to all races and creed really showed us that, hey, maybe we really got something here. They really enjoyed it. And we got discovered on the Staten Island Ferry. And by a disc jockey by the name of Mr. Magic, may he rest in peace. And he said, hey, man, you guys got to audition for this guy named Tom Silverman for Time Boy Records, man. You got to hear you guys. I want you to do just what you did on the boat. I want you to do it in front of him. So we went in front of Tom Silverman, did our a cappella act. He started imitating all James Brown, Sam Cooke, Jax. We like to mimic people, like, doing it. And, you know, he was, like, really very impressed. And plus, I rap too, me and Mercury. And we rap, we're rappers. So we just added the hip-hop and R&B. And we called our style, we first came out, doo-wop hip-hop. You know, so, you know, we had a little R&B with a little hip-hop twist to the beats and stuff. And we are definitely one of the pioneers of that sound where all groups, a lot of groups after us, like Boyz II Men, Jodeci, all these groups came after us with that hip-hop R&B sound. We's one of the architects of that sound. And that's how we pretty much started.
Wow. Well, who, and shout out, rest in power to the original members that whose light has gone dim, and, you know, continue to carry the legacy and the torch therein. And we want to also thank Van Silk. Shout out to our man Van Silk for making this show happen. And definitely. Now, when you knew that you had a sound and that it was marketable, tell us how you decided that your act should be put together. Out of the, you know, people that you just mentioned, who decided how you would look, how, you know, you're standing on those brown, you're coming off the steps on the brownstones, who decided how you would have that look? I mean, that's some nostalgic New York-ish right there. If anybody knows New York, that video, Tend to Love. Am I right about it, Marsha? Didn't they do that? And Daisy, didn't they do that video where they're coming off the steps? You know, they put, like you said, you set the set the way for Boyz II Men and groups like that came with that five-part harmony. Am I right about it, Marshall?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it took us to do it, you know. It took us to see other groups for us to get it, like, you know, like Shy Lights and all these groups from came out in the 70s. And that's why we had the falsetto sound, like Blue Magic. Eddie Kendricks. That's why we brought all the Smokey Robinson.
I was getting ready to say, I'm glad you said Eddie Kendricks, because I was getting ready to say the Temptations. You know, I mean, come on,
yes.
Everybody. Not only were everyone singing the Temptations, but then you had that dance. You had to do the Temptation Walk. If you couldn't do the Temptation Walk, who remembers the Temptation Walk?
yeah, we know that. But with our record company tried to do with us at first, they really liked the group Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. All right, so they kind of made us be the new Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers of the 80s. That's why they called our style doo-wop hip-hop, because Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers had the Letterman sweaters on with the T's. And we came out, we first came out, we came out to Letterman Sorters with the F song. That's how we started. But, you know, like the second album, we kind of let the sweater thing go, but it did start us off with the Letterman Sweater. It had a distinctive sound, a distinctive look to us. But after the second album, we had to put the fur coats on, and we got the gold F's, and it's got, you know, got a little more funky on the second album, you know. But
well, wait, don't go too fast. Wait, don't go too fast, because we like to go back to that era. Now, Marshall, they came out with the Letterman college sweaters on, okay, so we know that they appealed to a certain demographic. Y'all had all the ladies hollering and screaming. Don't try to fast forward so fast. Now, you appealed to an audience. How was that when you had, all of a sudden, you go from, you know, you in New York, okay, now, if anybody knows New York, and I don't, but I have a lot of people that I talk to that are from New York. New York has never given anybody an easy life, just, you know, navigating through New York. You can be the richest person in the world, and navigating through New York will make you throw somebody, flip somebody off, or curse, or this or that or the other. You're going to have some tribulation, sure, in New York. So now you all have went through Staten Island and did your thing and, you know, hit some of the other boroughs, I'm sure, and gritted through the uprising, you know, bringing yourselves up through that industry. And so were you well received in high school? Were they screaming around, you know, during in the neighborhood? Were they screaming like that? Or were you shocked when you first hit that stage and that demographic, because that was the demographics of the young girls, college girls, you know, teenage girls, you became idols. You became idols. Y'all out there with them Jerry curls and them sweaters and slacks and stepping off the brownstones and all that harmony. Were you shocked by your success?
Yeah, we were. We actually were. You know, we did. It happened so fast. You know, we didn't know it was gonna come that fast, because you know, we first went on our first tour. We actually went on three tours back to back with New Edition. They was like, us and New Edition was like the two groups from the 80s that really set the standard on the 80s. And we went on tour a lot. And then they went their way, you know, we went our way. We was like when we went on tour with them, they was more of like the the Jackson 5. They had a bubblegum soul sound to them. And we had a more mature sound to our sound. With when we toured with New Edition, and, you know, people used to like compare us a lot, you know, but we was just two great groups out in the 80s, you know, touring together. We had the best of times, and we're still all good friends to this day. And
all right,
when you talk about girls screaming, you know, you tour with them, you would have a triple impact of women screaming, and you know, they used to throw underwear at them. They used to throw bloomers at us, but it was good. Yeah, we still.
I remember those days.
But please do not describe the difference. Don't tell us the difference between.
Goodness. That is too funny. All right, now you have to warn me, because I'm too silly for y'all to just throw stuff out. Y'all will lose me, okay? You'll hear Daisy and Marshall, but I will be gone. I'll be on mute over here on the floor. Wow. So they throwing panties at New Edition and bloomers.
You get the big
So I guess I do want to talk about the fur coats then, Marshall. So when y'all finally started trying to grow up to be like Marshall Thompson, the last man of the Shy Lights, with these fur coats and hats and, you know, they flowing down to his shoes and, you know, gracing the stage or whatever, when you acquiesced to that level of style, whose idea was it? Did it come out of the record label, or did you all collectively together decide, you know what, we done got paid a little bit, we done been on tour, you know, New Edition, you know, they can keep the young ones, but, you know, we're singing to an older crowd. We're matriculating into adulthood. And so whose idea, who brings the style? I know who brings the style in the Shy Life and who maintains that. I know where that crispness comes from. You understand there's a certain crispness, you know. Can't you see his fingers going around the rim of that fedora just crisp? See, how do you get to that? Describe how you get to force MDs crisp, like the Shylock, Master Thomas, Last Man Standing.
You know, we see our friends in the street dressed the way they was dressed. We just said, yo, on this second album, instead of us wearing these Letterman sweaters, we want to look real cool. We want to look even cooler for the ladies. So that's why we put the fur jackets on and the chains, and it really worked. It worked, and we felt like everybody thought we wasn't that rich. We wasn't rich. We did it, but when we first did it, everybody just thought we was millionaires. We wanted to look like we had big money. And it worked. It worked at the beginning, but then we really started making big money. We had to throw the look on there, and everybody loved it, and we just ran with it. And take it till we made it.
Believe it though it were. Now, Marshall Thompson, I know you got a few words that you want to say to these young men. You're about to be heading to Vegas, and you know Marshall Thompson, he keep it real. He has rehearsals during the week, and he takes his time out to do his show right there from the rehearsal studio. And so what we want to do is give him the opportunity to jump back on in here, because he jumps in and out directing traffic over there. Marsha Thompson, what would you have to say to these gentlemen so that they could continue to get some of these pearls and gems that older groups like you are, you know, the education, that knowledge, that staying power? What would you say to Force MDs?
Well, first of all, they got to keep it in the blessing first. If they don't bless the group, it's not going to last anyway. So you got to keep it in the blessing so all the guys can be on the same page all the time. Stay on the same page. It's just like it took to get where you're at. It's going to take the same thing to stay where you're at. So you got to keep that in the blessing. You have to respect each other all the time like they do. I enjoyed them last time they was around with us. It was last year they was with us, I think. And I had a great time watching them. And I loved the part where they got the lights out. And, man, they had the fright. I wasn't going nuts over my song, though. I couldn't wait till they get to my song. See, man, I couldn't wait. I mean, my wife said, man, you're going crazy. Them young guys. I said, they young and old, too, to me. They sang. Them boys sang. They sang in my song like, shut up. I made everybody in the day to shut up. Shut up. I want to hear my song, you know. And my guy down in Florida, he told me, he said, man, bring the guys. The man, come on down there. The guys are going to be down. It was in Miami, I think, or Miami or Fort Lauderdale. And he was talking about them. And I said, man, I'm going to come. He asked me, could you come on down here with the Force MD? I said, yeah, I'll come on down. Come on down there and hear them guys. Them guys are fantastic. They're going to sing my song. I just want to hear my song. You know, and that's my song. They can, that my song, the same one that they singing is just like me singing My Heavy Cena and My Old Girl. You know,
that's right.
Wow.
I love that song, you know, and I like to say that they will be around a long time. I tell you that. They'll be around as long as they want to. And I'm glad they came along and bust out before this new trend then came in spades. Today, they are getting ready to take, I don't know if you know, all product is coming off the shelf in Best Buy, okay? Best Buy and Target. And then at the end of the month, everything is coming out of Walmart. So
all
if you didn't have a
right?
hit, yep,
wow.
CD is coming off, no more. So if you haven't had a hit at that time, just like you had when you had the Force MD, when I first took the Jackson 5 to Motown with Bobby Taylor, all those guys, when they first had all those records, that's the lifetime. Those records that Force MD have right now will last a lifetime. They'll be here and gone. I'll be here and gone. and those records will still be going because they done got a new move now to Spotify and all that stuff is coming in. Everything is changing now. So all the all the new people coming around is gonna have a big problem. Okay, so they better be with the 4SMD, the Jackson 5, the Temptations, and all these groups. It's gonna get paid now. They're getting ready to get paid because now you don't have to sell product to make money. It's going into strictly commercial to get money now. See, Spotify, XM Radio, and all of them, they're the ones that are going to be paying the big money. We used to have to wait around and see if we sold any product. Oh, this record is selling, ain't selling, you don't get no money. Now you don't even have to have no money, no record plate. You don't even need the radio stations no more. It's all internet. Okay?
And it's all digitally delivered, basically. You can move the product.
That's where the money is going to be. That's where the money is going to be for the future for all the acts that have made it before. Okay? And they get ready to take out groups that some of them is not original now. Okay? That's going to be kind of rough, too. But if you got one guy still living in that group, you're going to make it the rest of your life with the money. Checks are going to be coming in like crazy in a minute. In the next 4 months, just watch your royalties. They're going to triple what you've been getting for the last 4 months. It's getting ready to triple.
Hold that thought. Speaking of money and tripling, let me pay some bills around here, and we're going to come right back and talk about some business. So let me pay some bills around this place.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Undone.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shylight featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shylights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book.
From the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with 2 number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits. The Shylights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
All right, now you are live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson and his special guest, Force MDs. And they are discussing the entertainment business, how distribution is going all digital. And Marshall Thompson, you were speaking, and Force MDs may have had a comment.
Hello?
Yeah. Marshall, you're 100% right. You know, pretty much this is why we pretty much opened up a radio station, and we wanted to get that jump with the digital internet and being able to create our audience and constantly expand our audience online so we can always
Absolutely.
Be able to sell our product directly, you know?
Absolutely. That's where it's headed at right now. You know, it's headed straight there. And you will see on your next sound exchange receipt. Okay, I know you all are straight with sound exchange.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Now you're going to see something in the next 3 months now. Just watch it. You're going to call Beverly back and say, wow, Marsha, so what are you talking about?
I know that's right.
So look out for that. That's all I got.
Wow, that's great information there.
That's great. That's great.
Well, now let's bring in our co-producer. Go ahead, because then we're going to bring in our co-producer. She has a testimony about all of that. But come on in with that response before I bring in our co-producer.
Well, that's the reason why I'm in the position that I'm doing to help all the artists that don't know about that and don't know about how they get paid, how they get royalties. That's why they put me in position of what it means in England and what it means in Philadelphia, Godfather Vocal Groups. to make sure all the artists that was came up back, especially back in our day, you know, we got ripped off for many days to learn where we at. So now I'm putting it out there so the guys now will know what to look out for, what to watch for, and get paid for your work. So you did some great music. Now it's time to get made. Whatever you made from the past with that music, just give it 3 more months and watch, see what I'm telling you.
Wow.
Now let me bring in the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. She always keeps us over here balanced and focused. If I lose connectivity, such as you cracking a joke and I fall on the floor, she'll be the voice you want to hear, okay? Daisy Brown, tell us about Marshall Thompson and the educational gems that you witnessed when he held class on that bus that day, because that is a story to be told, and I love hearing it. But Marsha Thompson is no joke with it, because I need people to understand why this man has the staying power that he has. So, and then I want you to go ahead and pose your question to Force MDs, our guest.
Okay, good evening, guys.
Hey,
it's interesting. I've been with Marshall for about 46 years, and I've learned so much being his sister and his friend and his confidant or whatever. I've been his little bit of everything. So I've worked in several capacities in the Shy Lights organization. We have, there was a time when we were touring, we had like a month out on the West Coast, and Marshall held classes on the tour bus, even though they were not really classes, but he began to talk to the various groups that were on the bus with us. There were about 4 groups on the bus, and he began to ask them questions. Well, man, how are your royalties coming in? And the question was, the answer was, well, they're not so good. And he says, well, come here, let me show you something. So he would take one or two of the guys from the group back in the back area of the bus, and he would go pull out his little computer and show them how to find their royalties and how to follow through with certain things. And there was one incident wherein he found millions of dollars in royalties for one of the groups that no one knew anything about, because they didn't know that the money was there just waiting to be distributed, that they didn't know where to distribute the money to. And it was Marshall who found this money for these guys. And, I mean, you know, it's like, and it was nothing, it was like an everyday thing for him. It's not like, well, you know, my fee is, or what is my fine, here's my finder's fee, or man, you owe me. He just does it from his heart. He does it because that is Marshall Thompson. Marshall has been like that from the day that I first met him. He and Squirrel were two of the most giving, loving people out on the road. They will give you their shirt off their back if you ask them for it, you know. And Marshall has never changed down through the years, and I love him so much for that, because he is always there to help. He is one that will say, let me help you, or let me show you, or man, just come on over here, I'll show you, or you got any questions? And he's never, ever, ever asked for anything in exchange. It would be nice if someone would give him a nice little tip, you know. But
I ain't mad at you, Mark.
He's out there to try to make this industry work, because it's his life. That is his life. And it's like with me, this is my life. This music is what I live for. I live for the music. I live to help these guys do what they do. And I'm there for Marshall for whatever he needs me to be there for, because he is so giving and has given so much to the industry. And a lot of people have no idea of the contributions and the dedication and everything that he's made so freely and not asking for anything in return. And that's why God has continued to bless him and will continue to bless him.
That's right.
My question is, the name, where did that come from?
Force
MDs.
Force MDs?
Yes.
Oh, okay. when we first started, our group was called Me, Khalil, and my brother, rest in peace, TC, one of my brothers that's deceased to the group, TC. Our last name is Lundy, and we have an uncle of the group. His name is Jesse, and his last name is Daniel. So it was three Lundys and a Daniel. So we named, first it was, the group was called the Lundys, and we changed to LDs because the initials of our last name, LDs. So me, Stevie, I was in a rap group also. I was in a singing group, the LDs, and I was also in a rap group called the Force MCs, Dr. Rock, a DJ, and the Force MCs. And, well, we got discovered on a ferry boat as the LDs. And when combined both groups together, when we got to Tommy Boy to audition us, he says, what's the name of the group? We had two names of the group. It was called, we had LDs and Force MCs. So we couldn't use LDs because everybody didn't have the same last name, like Mercury, the other guy, and Trisco, the other member that added on. They had different last names. So we had to switch names, and we used our rap name, Force, but we didn't say Force MCs. We put Force MDs, took the Ds off the LDs, so we don't sound like a 100% rap group. So we named ourselves Force MDs. And we made it stand for the force that took us to make it in the business. And MD stands for musical diversity because we're versatile in what we do.
Very good. I figured what the M was for, but I had a little problem with the D. Yeah, and diversity, that is a great, yeah, that's good, because you all are very diversified, and that's a wonderful thing, because that will take you all a lot further than groups who stay in the same little hole, you know, and it gives you a lot more variety and more exposure, too, because you become more wanted. Your popularity will flourish more because you are reaching out to so many different types of audiences, and that's a good thing.
Exactly. You got it 100% on the money. Exactly.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Seeing you in Vegas.
Oh, same here. We look forward to seeing you guys. We love you guys. We love Shy Lights.
Now, I want to ask them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to know. I got all these songs on my phone.
awesome. Now we have our callers that are holding, and they're going to get in here in a minute with us. But to further expound on your response to the Queen of Diamonds, there, would you be so kind as to tell us when and who discovered the Force MCs?
Who discovered us?
Force MCs.
Oh, that would be a man by the name of Van Silk. He discovered the Force MCs. We were the first rap group to come out of Staten Island, and he's seen us perform in a place called Harlem World, and he seen that we had potential, and he says, hey, I've never seen a rap group come out of Staten Island sounds like this, and he was, like, very impressed, and he booked us a lot back, Force MCs, Dr. Rock and the Force MCs, with us, alongside Dougie Fresh and a couple of other people. But Dougie Fresh used to be, he booked Dougie Fresh a lot before Dougie really blew up as Dougie Fresh, but he seen us in the essence of our career, you know, just raw out there. He caught us in the raw stages, and we will always be grateful to him. Van Silk, he's definitely a big part of our career as Force MCs, and, you know, before we turn to Force MDs. But Van Silk is the guy who did that, for sure.
Well, we want to give a big shout out to Van Silk, Marsha Thompson. We had that conference call the other day with Van Silk, and you all were throwing out so many industry, music industry names from way back in the day, blowing my mind. But Van Silk, we thank him for producing and making this show possible, and a few other things that he has been able to work his magic behind the scenes and do what he does so well. We also thank him for producing two seasons of Hip Hop You Don't Stop right here live on Tribe Family Channel, and we have had some of the greatest pioneers of hip hop history. So we want to thank him for that. And we did capture the last public interview of Kid Creole, and I love you, Kid Creole. So shout out to Kid Creole and Curtis Blow and all of the rest of the hip hop family. And thank you to Van Silk for making this show possible, along with our co-producer Daisy Brown. And I just wanted to bring out that story about Force MCs. Now we're gonna turn it back over to Marshall Thompson. He has an equation about this business. He calls it the 90-10 equation. So Marshall Thompson, the microphone is back live, back around to you, and then we're gonna open up the phone lines.
Well, first of all, Force MD knows what times it is. They know what's going on now. They've been out here a while, and they got their foot wet and dry and everything. They know what to do. Okay, I just really assure them on certain things that they didn't know nothing about. That's something they can look forward to. Okay, but I don't understand. But they know show business is 90% business, only 10% show. Okay,
that's right, brother. That's right, brother. Yeah, he's 100% right.
You keep it in that position, then you're good to go. Okay, congratulations. I'll be looking forward for my song this weekend.
You got it, brother. Same here. We wait for you too. We wait.
That's right.
I'm gonna guarantee you one thing. That you know, Marshall. I'm gonna tell you one thing. When y'all hit that stage, when you sing "Tender Love," you know I'm on the stage. I'm looking at you. I don't care if there's nobody there. I don't care if it's got one person out there. That's gonna be one person. Gonna be Marshall Thompson.
There you go, Marshall. Yeah. All right. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you,
buddy. I'm pretty sure that arena is going to be packed. Now, Marshall Thompson, are you heading out the door, or are you in for a little bit more? We have a couple of callers, and we have a surprise caller on here.
Okay.
You getting ready to head out?
I'll be listening for another 3 or 4 minutes, and I got to pull on out of here. Okay.
Okay, well, look, let me
see y'all the week.
Let me do this right quick, Marshall, and we're going to let you go ahead and go. I'm going to open up this phone line. Cheryl, 347, say hello to Marshall Thompson, because y'all go way back.
Hi, Marshall. This is Shirley from New York.
Hey, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Hi, Khalil. Hi, Steven.
Hey, Cheryl.
What's up, girl?
I got all three of y'all tonight. I surprised Marshall.
Cheryl,
I got you guys.
I got to cancel my rehearsal tonight. Now Cheryl's on the phone.
Beverly wanted to know, did I know you, Marshall? I said, yeah, I know him.
Do you know me?
Taught me everything I know in the business. Taught me one of my mentors in the business.
You better believe it.
Wow.
You better believe it.
Wow.
Now I'm getting ready to fire everybody in my group. I'm telling them they don't have to come to rehearsal tonight.
Listen, we don't want to do that. We don't want
to
do that. But God,
hello,
Father.
Right on. Y'all enjoy yourself.
Right on.
Have a good one, Cheryl. If Cheryl is involved, is Cheryl you involved with the Force MD?
No, yeah. No. I've known them since the days of New Edition, when I used to have Stevie D and Mercury in the back of the limo, and I'm wondering where these other two kids came from.
Right. well, I know one thing. If Cheryl is around, she's a prayer book Bible like I am. She done taught them everything. I didn't shut up.
Wow.
Thank you.
Good people. Wow. Thank you. And thank you for all your blessings all of these years, Marshall.
Thank you.
All
sir.
Your
thank
blessings you,
you
bestowed on me, I bestowed thank down you. To my kids, particularly New Edition.
Right on.
But
right on.
What I want to say about Force MDs, first of all, Khalil, Assalamu alaikum. Stevie, I am so proud of these young men. People always say to me, why do I call New Edition my young men and Stevie them? Because I've seen them come up in the business, do well in the business, and they have always remained humble to their fans, which is very, very important, and obedient to God. And I'm not going to tie up the line any longer. I thought I would see you guys this weekend. You are working with Jural.
Yes,
I won't be able
to
see you. But I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.
You
That's
too,
all sir. I want to say. Be blessed, everybody.
We love you, Cheryl. We love you, Cheryl. You know we love you.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much, Cheryl, for understanding when I questioned you. Obviously, you go way, way back. Now, next time I talk to you, you can question me.
No. Take I'm a low-key person. They'll tell you. I just enjoy seeing my artists get ahead. I'm backstage all the way. Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, would love to see you. Bye-bye, take care. All right, thank you for calling in. Now we have, let's see, Marshall Thompson, we're not going to keep you. I understand that you have everyone waiting for you. So Godfather first and foremost, peace, love, and soul. Can't wait to see you. I am holding my copy of Last Man Standing, which you will sign. And I am also holding my copy of my book, which I will sign and you will have. And so thank you for everything. Thank you for tonight's show. Have a blessed one, and I'll see you in Vegas with Force MDs and the Queen of Diamonds and everyone else. So have an amazing rehearsal, and we'll talk to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you, Mr.
All right, my brother.
All right, God bless. And then let's go ahead and pay some more bills around here, and we're going to open up the phone lines once again and see if this caller would like to have a word with Force MD. If I can find, well, I guess we won't pay the bills until it's over. Apparently I'm caught up, and apparently the caller has declined to ask her question. So we're going to keep it rolling. Now we're coming up to the top of the hour, and I would like to know these mega hits out of your camp, Khalil and Stevie, Tender Love, A House. What's the name of it?
Love is a House.
Okay. Thank you. And I would have been playing your songs. However, I know that copyright protection is on. So if you feel an urge to go a cappella for us, that would be a blessing that we could, always hold dear. But I would like to know who wrote the songs and what inspired them. You can start with Tender Love.
All right. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis actually wrote Tender Love. That was inspired from the there's a movie soundtrack. There's a soundtrack for a movie called Crush Groove, and it was a love scene with Sheila E. and Blair Underwood. So they had to come up with a romantic song, a love song, and Tender Love is what they came up with. And we went in the studio and did it, and it became a huge success. And we're just grateful and blessed that it still plays to this day on multiple radio stations all over the world for almost 30 some plus years now. And it's a blessing, you know. Plus all the other songs we made of Tears, Here I Go Again, Love is a House, and all other hit records that we made are still playing on the radio to this day. But Tender Love is probably one that stands out a little more than some of them, because some of them went number one. But Tender Love is a crossover hit also. So it's just a blessing that it's still around and people still love the song.
Wow.
Do any of you guys write?
Excuse me?
Khalil, I said my question was, do any of you guys write, or are you all lyricists?
Yes, we write and produce.
Oh, all right. Sounds great to me. So which songs have you all written?
Well, written Cheers.
Girl, Tears, the whole, a lot of them.
Here I go again.
Very good. Wow.
And we also know that there'll be some events coming up in June with some of the awards that you and Daisy have been working with, some producers and event planners in the backdrop. So we're looking forward to all that is to come and your performances. Want to remind our listeners to visit your website, theforcemds.com. Catch up with the Shy Lights at CHI-LITES.info. Catch up with our parent company, Gumbo for the Soul International.com. Tribe Family Channel via Facebook and Twitter, Tribe Family US. And I am Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, Tribe Family Channel, and Gumbo for the Soul International. It's all in Mama's house. And I want to thank all of you for being here with me. And we don't want to negate the caller that called back, so we're going to go back to that phone line. So, area code 202, area code 202, you are on Soul School Music, Marshall Thompson and his guest, Force MDs. Did you have a question or a comment?
No, this is Khalil, one of the original members of the Unifix. And I just want to make a comment for Force MD. Right, it's Brother Stevie, Brother Khalil, Assalamu alaikum. And Marshall, if you're still there, how you doing, brother? And Beverly.
How you doing, brother?
And, I just wanted to say that Shirley and I were trying to make it to Las Vegas to see you guys, but we won't be able to make it. But for Force MD, look, I love your show. I love your performance. I love your harmony. That's one of the things that you don't get with the rappers. You don't get that harmony, you know, and that's what makes that music so great and will make it live forever. And I just wanted to make that little comment. And, like, I wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, brother. Really do, man.
Yes, sir. Much love, man.
Wow. Much love, man.
All right, now. Y'all have a nice one.
All right, now. From Daisy, did you want to say anything to Brother Khalil from the Unifix?
Just hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing fine, darling.
Well, that's wonderful. You hang in there. I hope to see you real soon, sweetie.
All right, baby.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for being a guest on our show.
We appreciate you. And you,
I try to catch you every Wednesday.
Bless your heart.
All right.
We appreciate you, and we'll have you back. Have the Unifix back soon. So thank you for calling in. All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Peace be to you.
Good night, darling.
All right. Now, you know what? We have reached the top of the hour, and I want to thank you all for being here. You could have been anywhere else doing anything else, but the fact that you are right here with us, and I know that sounds cliche, but it's so real. You could be doing anything else, but to be here and to have held it down right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, and myself, Beverly Black, Khalil, Stevie, we couldn't ask for anything better other than to tear that stage up when we see you in Vegas this weekend, baby.
Okay. All right, y'all. Yeah. Y'all take care.
Y'all take care, too.
Safe travel.
Peace and blessings. All right. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you have been live on Tribe Family Channel Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, the last man standing, Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, holding it down, co-producing with myself, Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Soul School Music live on Tribe Family Channel. And this episode goes out to Mr. Dennis Edwards, peace, power, and love. And we want to remind everyone to continue to hold on to your dreams.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.